Phoenix FM at the Latitude Festival here on Friday in the faraway forest, and I'm here with Chloe Turner. Now, this is the artistic area. That's probably a fair way of saying it. And everything that's here has really caught my eye. It's like a little shed you've got here, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got a shed that I've kitted out with all different sorts of my artwork and graphics work, and it's been a really great experience to be able to show people what I've been up to.
And you're reasonably local, aren't you? Because you come down from Thetford. Is this the first time you've been to Latitude?
Yeah, this is my first ever festival as a performer, first ever festival in general, actually. So, yeah, very exciting to be here.
How do you get to the point where you end up here? I mean, it's fantastic, and I can imagine you've had a lot of people come in and chat to you and look at your work as well. But what makes you think, oh, yes, I will go to Latitude? Or do you get asked?
We got sent an email through the university, and you had to send over your portfolio via like a website, and you got selected whether they liked your work or not. And I think 6 or 7 students got chose out of like the whole university. It was over like 3,000 students, so I feel pretty privileged to be here.
That's really good to add to a CV as well, isn't it? What university are you with?
Norwich University of the Arts. I've just finished my first year, graduated with a first, and I'm moving into my second year in September.
And you know what you're planning for the next 2 years, yes. Do you really? I mean, this is great anyway. So, wow. Are you almost thinking this time next year at Latitude as well when you're thinking of your next year at university?
Yeah, that would be really fantastic to be here next year as well, and the year after that. I've had a really great experience so far here. So, yeah, it's been a really good weekend.
And it's a chance to showcase your work and get your name a bit more out there, would you say?
Yeah, most definitely. Like, give back into the community as well by giving advice to the younger people that are interested in moving into an art pathway, because it can be really difficult to get yourself out there and sort of promote yourself in a way that can be a bit daunting, especially if you're younger. Like, I'm only 19 years old, so it's always scary moving on to do something different. But you've got to put yourself out there, and this just proves that you can do it with the determination, and having other people see me do it hopefully inspires them to be able to do it as well.
It's that whole thing about getting out of your comfort zone. Now you've done this, definitely. Other things won't seem as daunting.
Yeah, onwards and upwards from here, definitely, most definitely.
So what are your plans, not only with university, but I suppose in terms of leaving university then? What did you start university thinking you'd be?
I started university thinking I was going to be a dentist, funny enough. Never was thinking that art would get me sort of anywhere, which I'm pretty sure almost everyone at the beginning thinks. So then you get to a certain point where you feel like, this is what I want, so I am going to push forward to be able to achieve that. Hopefully leaving university, I'd like to go freelance eventually as a graphic designer, but you have to be able to have experience in the field, so sort of work experience working with different companies on different projects, and then having the confidence to go freelance and work by myself.
And so you're not quite in that situation yet. I mean, where others might be giving out business cards and talking about events they're covering more, you've got to concentrate on university first, haven't you?
I mean, I have got business cards over on the table, I haven't done any work placements yet. As such, this is my first work placement for me. But moving into second year, we'll get more of that opportunity to work with different clients, and that will definitely push me forward and put me out there a bit more. But even the experience here is going to sort of move me forward into thinking of doing different community things and having a table with my stuff to promote myself more and more.
And from the, I mean, anyone listening in Brentwood and Billericay, they want to find out a bit more. What's the best way of seeing your work online?
You can visit my portfolio. It's chloeturner.myportfolio.com. I'm on social media via Creative Chloe. If you sort of search that, the links are all in my portfolio as well, so at the bottom on Instagram and stuff like that.
And we'll make sure we put them up on the website as well.
That's lovely, thank you.
Thanks very much for talking to us.
That's no problem. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.